Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. I'm joined by John Cash. He's the CEO at UR Energy. John, very good to speak with you today.
Hey, good morning, Stephen. It's good to speak with you as well.
So, John, for those viewers not familiar with the company, can you remind us about UR Energy?
Sure, yeah. So we've been around for quite some time. We have two flagship properties. The first is Lost Creek. It's an in-situ uranium mine in south central Wyoming. We've been producing uranium there since August of 2013. We've produced nearly 3 million pounds of uranium, and we're looking at expanding that facility right now via some additional permitting. That site is still up and running. Our second flagship property is Shirley Basin, also an in-situ uranium mine in Wyoming. It's a historic conventional and in-situ mine. We have re-permitted it as in situ, and we have not built it out yet. We're waiting on market signals. But yeah, we're a longtime producer at this point, and we're excited to get Lost Creek ramped back up to full production.
Well, speak to us about those market signals and the demand you're seeing for uranium at the moment.
Yeah, so you may know that we just signed a long-term contract a few weeks ago with a major U.S. utility. I think that's an indication that we're seeing a renewed interest here in the U.S. From our utilities for a secure domestic supply, given the geopolitical situation involving Ukraine and Russia. Russia is a major supplier of uranium, not just to the U.S., but around the world. And we're beginning to see that utilities are very concerned about that, and they're looking to sign up contracts with Western suppliers, including UR Energy. So we've got one under the belt now. We're looking to sign up additional contracts that would justify a restart. We'd like to get at least two more contracts in place to be able to do that. But there's a lot of exciting news in the nuclear world these days. It seems like just every week we get more news about government support, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Including most recently, the Inflation Reduction Act has a number of very meaningful provisions in it that will keep our U.S. reactors up and running. That's going to increase demand from our U.S. domestic nuclear power plants. But we're also hearing great news from around the world. Germany has announced that they're going to be keeping their reactors up and running for the foreseeable future. So it's a great time to be in the nuclear space, that's for sure.
So what's your pipeline of supply agreements looking like at the moment then, John?
So the first agreement is 200,000 pounds per year, beginning in 2023, and it runs for 6 years. We do have a non-disclosure agreement with the utility, so there are certain aspects of that agreement that we can't share with the public, but it is a major U.S. utility, and it's a great start to fill out our book. We've been in production at Lost Creek for a long time. We have great economics, even if we produce as low as around 600,000 pounds per year. We'd like to grow that to maybe 800,000 pounds a year to get our cost down even lower. But yeah, that's what the contracts look like. And we'd be happy to sign additional contracts with very similar pricing going forward.
What do the economics look like at Shirley Basin, John? And how quickly can you get that going if you had the supply agreements to fill?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a brownfield project. So all of the three major permits we need to construct that are in place. We believe we can have that up and running to a 1 million pound a year run rate within about a year and a half or so, and at a cost of about $30 million. Being a brownfield project, the roads are there, the power lines are there, some of the buildings are already there. The facility is completely drilled out. All of the 8.8 million pounds of resources are in the measured or indicated categories. So we don't have to go in and do exploration or delineation. We can go in and start putting in patterns and doing construction immediately once we get the proper market signal to move forward.
And it looks like you have the firepower to do that at this point, John, and because you were on the second quarter results early August, and you've maintained a very strong cash position, $43.3 million in capital. So enough to keep you to sustain your position.
Yeah, no, we're very happy with our cash position. And in addition to that good, strong cash position, which we're very careful to maintain that, but we also have a very good inventory of a little over 300,000 pounds. Recently, we did supply a bid to the U.S. Department of Energy to sell some of that inventory into the U.S. Uranium Reserve. We expect to hear back from the Department of Energy by the end of September on whether we've been successful in making a bid or not. But we have that great inventory. We can call on that for additional cash as needed. So we feel we're in a great position. great cash on hand to be able to justify or to pay for that ramp up to 1 million pounds a year at Lost Creek, but also at Shirley Basin to get it up to speed as well and produce 1 million pounds there. That'll give us a total production rate of 2 million pounds per year.
John, what sorts of milestones should investors be looking out for as you ramp up at Lost Creek?
Yeah, so you know, in the near term, a number of catalysts to be looking for. Number one is the Department of Energy, the uranium reserve that we've just bid into that. If we're successful there, that will be some meaningful additional cash to pad our balance sheet. So we're looking forward to hearing back from the Department of Energy on that. Beyond that, we've announced some months ago now that we're working on a couple of research and development projects. Both of those continue, are ongoing, and we're making strides there. The first one deals with a method of installation of wells. And so we're running through the testing process there. Within a few weeks, we hope to be able to announce something to the public on that. The second project dealt with water treatment, and we continue to make strides there, although it'll probably be late this year, early next year, before we're ready to make any announcements on that. Research and development by its nature is challenging. We can't guarantee what the results are going to be, but we're optimistic that we're going to have success in those arenas.
John, I hope you'll keep us posted on any progress you make. Thank you very much for the update today.
All right, thank you.
John Cash is CEO at UR Energy.